Hello, the 5 minutes of the prophet is the word of God, episode 142. 142. So we're going to our fundamental scripture, which is what? Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. And then we box Hebrews chapter 12, verse what? James 1:21. By the time you finish reading, listening to the podcast, these words will be grounded in your heart. Nothing can take them away. So come on, let's say Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 together. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And then James 1:22. Come on, let's say James 1:22 together, very short. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. And so we're talking about how some people in Christendom are just not willing to do God's word. They are just not willing to do God's word. They love the positions, they love the titles, they love the power, they are in charge of things, they are doing this, they are commanding, telling people what to do. They love that. That's all they have. I'm telling you, that's all they have. Nothing else but that. Nothing else but what men can see. So Satan is tied up. The devil is tied up with the things of men. So that is what men will see, how men will praise them, what men will say, the position they have, that's all they are interested. Nothing else inside, nothing, no relationship with the master, nothing like that. And because of that, when men are not there, they are unable to do the will of God. They cannot do God's will because they need people to be there to cheer them on. They love it. That is where they can thrive. When nobody's there, nothing goes on. To talk to God, they have no relationship with God. So unless people are there, that is when their Christianity comes. But if people are not there, no Christianity for them. So if you know somebody like that, I'm telling you, I say, I can bet you that this person is part of the tares and is not the wheat. And we should not be afraid that there are tares. That is what Jesus said. This is the word of the Lord, and it will be fulfilled. There are tares, definitely. Tares to the highest. Highest, what do we have as the highest? A pope? Yes, there are tares who are pope. So whatever, they will get there. Because God said to them, let them grow together. Why? Lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Because there are genuine born-again believers who are also, they feel they are unable to do God's word. You know, so, oh God, you know, I have said that I'm not going to watch pornography. I've said that I'm not going to masturbate. I've said that I'm not going to think about this girl. I've said but I don't know. I find myself doing it and it's like I'm powerless. Sometimes because you have done it over and over, you have trained your body to comply with that way of doing things. So sometimes it is their body which is learned this way of living. And sometimes there is an evil spirit who is supervising it. I have said that in the previous episode. So let them both grow together. And that's very interesting. So the tares will be with us. And we will grow together. We will pray together. We will go and win souls together. We will stand on stages to preach together. They will lay hands. They will have big churches. They will do God's work. They will write whatever they have to write. They will be icons of Christianity. But it is when the gathering starts that is when the reapers come. Then we know. He says that in verse 30 of Matthew 13, that's what we're using. That's the story of the wheat and the tares. Verse 30, let both grow together until the harvest. And the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them up in bundles to burn them. So such a life is ending in only one place. So if there is any tear that is listening to me, then you are in grave danger, because there is only one place for you. He said, hell, burning. Then after that, I said, but gather the wheat into my barn. Oh, Jesus, thank you. We must have a relationship with him. We must have a relationship with our master, with our Lord. We must have. If you do not have, then you seek for it, because it's available. And no matter how far you've gone, it doesn't matter. You can still come to me and say, Lord, I really want to know you. I think I do not know you. I've gone along with the crowd. I've done everything. People think I'm a very big Christian, but I know within myself, I'm empty. There is no relationship with you. So let's correct that. He will help you. Oh, hallelujah. You're so blessed. Grow up as the wheat and blossom and bear fruit in Jesus' name. You're bye.